It was 20 years ago today, untold stories from the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center. Today's episode, Rejected Scholarships. The after-school mentoring program was offered to students from the Glendale cluster of schools across the street from the Youth Ministry Center. At the time, I was serving as the chaplain for the Armenian students at USC, and I made a quick connection between the two groups. Students from USC would volunteer once or twice a week as a mentor at the center. They would help with homework, but more importantly, they would mentor their younger brothers and sisters in the paths of higher education. Our mentoring program had established a name in Glendale. It was a model program. One day, the principal from Glendale High School called me. Glendale High School was Hoover High's crosstown rival, but the call had nothing to do with the rivalry nor with Hoover High. The principal confessed that she was confounded by a string of events that just didn't add up. At Glendale High, she had several students of Armenian background who were high achievers and had scored very highly in College Board and SAT tests, granting them admission and even scholarships into some of the most prestigious universities in the nation. Now, that didn't sound like a problem to me, but the unexpected is what followed. She continued several of these students had rejected admission, had rejected the scholarships, even full rides to the best of the best universities in the United States. I had a hard time understanding this until she listed the universities. They were all out of the area. Stanford, Harvard, Columbia, Berkeley, to name a few. They had not rejected admissions to either of the two local universities, USC or UCLA. I didn't need to do any detective work. The principal explained that the parents of these bright students were the ones blocking the paths to higher education. They didn't want their children to leave home, and so they bribed them with high-end cars. The formula was this: reject the university, here's a Mercedes, and go to Glendale Community College. Now, as someone who has had to take out loans and pay for university education, I just could not even imagine how someone could turn away a full ride to these universities. I mean, what's the process of rejection? How do you throw away that letter of acceptance? Do you answer back, "Sorry, I decided I'm going to GCC"? Furthermore, these were not isolated incidents. It was as if the parents had organized a resistant movement based on their fears. The principal was just as confounded as me and asked for help. I turned this over to the mentors, to the USC ASA students. The principal organized a parent info evening, and my ASA came out in force. It was an evening of open and candid conversation. The students presented strong arguments, accented with presentations about the importance of higher education. They fielded questions and gave persuasive answers. We left Glendale High that night with a sense of accomplishment. They listened and heard not from me, but from those who had walked down that path. We are currently in Easter time, a few weeks after Easter and before Ascension Day. In the period following the resurrection, Jesus appeared to several people and to crowds for 40 days. After which he ascended to heaven. Most of the evangelism in the first century was by Jesus' followers. And certainly it follows that most of the Christian church for the last 2,000 years has been evangelized by Jesus' followers. Every day and every period has its unique challenges based on the circumstances. That night, at Glendale High, we learned a lot about the community. The parents were recent immigrants who had struggled to bring their children to this country, to enjoy the freedom they had only heard of. Now they understood there was more to America than the dream. Whereas in the traditional Armenian family, children stayed and lived at home until they were of age to start their own families, the American reality gave chances for the children to pursue their dreams on a different timetable. For the first time in the family's long history, children were academically smarter than their parents. And if that reality was not presented diplomatically to the parents, it could blow up in unexpected ways. Also, the material glitter of America had lured so many into believing that the material wealth they had accumulated was an end in itself. Finally, for me, as the head of the mentoring project, it was important to allow students to talk. In this case, there was more power in advice coming to them from their peers rather than from me. The youth ministry was an experiment for the Armenian Church. This was uncharted territory. In many ways, if you think about it, so is the Christian Church. So is life. Each day, each time, have their own circumstances demanding us to act and address them accordingly. Sermons, messages, and direction must take into account the times and the conditions under which the message is given. It's called to be relevant. Join me tomorrow as we continue with stories from the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center from 20 years ago today.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.